become like strangers, taking holes in opinions while the fabric decays. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you told me we're still on the eve of destruction.
Now, once again, here's Elizabeth.
I'm Elizabeth Doherty here with Michael Serio, and we have something very important to talk about today.
One of those instances where we find a story that is so important that we don't want to wait until Saturday or Sunday to share it with you. We want to bring it to you right now.
I don't really know how to break it to them.
I think the best way to break it to them is just to tell the story about what happened.
Here's what happened. We have a lot of listeners who send us tips about things we could talk about on the show. Some of them are valid, some of them not so much. Well, one person, her name is Anne, sent us a tip, and we investigated it, and we found out that it was a valid tip. It was a research paper about sugarcane.
And what is actually being done with one of the chemicals that we talk about on the show on a regular basis, glyphosate, and how it's being used in the processing of sugarcane?
Well, if people don't know what glyphosate is, it's the active ingredient in Roundup. Around 700 companies or so make some form of glyphosate. And glyphosate was intended to be an herbicide. It was never intended to be eaten by humans.
And what we did was we contacted the researcher for the USDA, a young man named Caleb Daly, to talk about his research in this project and using glyphosate in the production of sugarcane.
Now, on this show, we've talked about the fact that sugar beets are genetically modified, and that's being used for sugar throughout the United States, but it was still okay to eat sugarcane. Now, I'm not so sure. Let's listen to what Caleb has to say. We're talking with Caleb Daly from the Sugarcane Research Unit at the Agriculture Research Service of the USDA. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We wanted to talk with you about a study that you did regarding glyphosate being used for ripening sugarcane. Tell us how that process works, because we were completely unfamiliar with it.
Okay, glyphosate is a herbicide that's used in many crops. In sugarcane, we use it as a ripener at a much lower rate than what is used for herbicides. We use between 5 and 6 ounces per acre of the different glyphosate products, whereas for using it as a herbicide, you put it out at 30 to 40 ounces per acre. So it's a much lower rate. It slows the growth down of the sugarcane, which allows it to increase the amount of sugar content in the stock.
See, I was a little confused about that because I didn't understand if it was used to slow it down or used to speed it up.
What we use it for is to slow down the total growth of the cane. So it, instead of producing more leaves and more stock tissue, it converts most of its resources into sugar instead of new leaves and new stock. So it increases the amount of percent sugar in the stock. It helps it to get better recovery in the sugarcane mills, and it's good for the growers and good for the mill.
So it sweetens up the sugar, but it doesn't necessarily speed up the growing process.
It does speed up the ripening process by 2 to 3 weeks of what it would do naturally during the harvest season. The reason that we use it a lot is that when we start the harvest here in Louisiana, the sugarcane has a fairly low concentration of sugar if we do not use the glyphosate ripeners. And it helps us to make it more economical to harvest earlier in the season. If we wanted to wait till the sugar content of the cane is at a similar level, we'd have to wait about a month to start the harvest season.
Okay.
It helps us to start our harvest earlier and to make it more profitable to the farmers and to the sugarcane mill.
So it's used on sugarcane. What about sugar beets? Do you need to use it on sugar beets? Because sugar beets are already genetically modified, so I don't know if you would need to use it on that.
They don't use glyphosate on sugar beets to ripen it, and they never have. They've looked at it a time or two, but they didn't see any benefit to it.
So your study was based on sugarcane in Louisiana, is that right?
Yeah, but glyphosate is used as a ripener throughout the world. It's used in Brazil and Australia and other countries as well. In Louisiana and Florida uses it also.
So Florida uses it too?
Yes.
Well, we really appreciate your time. We were completely, like I said, unfamiliar with the process. and we were just trying to educate our listeners as to how that works.
Okay, that's not a problem. If any other questions, I'll be glad to answer them.
All right, thanks so much. We've been talking with Caleb Daly from the Sugarcane Research Unit at the USDA. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you.
So that was our short interview with Caleb, and we really appreciate his time and talking to us. Obviously, the workers at the USDA are doing a lot of research on different things, and we always appreciate their time, and we can't blame them for research that we don't necessarily agree with. That's their job. But I need you to know that there is really no safe sugarcane to eat anymore unless it's organic. I've already checked the USDA organic exceptions, and this is not an exception. Ripening is a process that's used in conventional sugarcane. So if you see sugar on a label, even if it says cane sugar, you should be concerned unless it's organic.